Welcome to Golden Talk. So to me, ambition means like trying your very hardest and making sure that you don't really try to give up.
Ambition means to strive for what you desire. It's like chasing your dreams. You reach for the stars, you don't give up.
To me, ambition means when you are following a certain passion, even if people believe that you are not great at it.
Ambition means to me when you're not discouraged by what other people say and you do something if people don't want you to do it still.
Ambition means for me where if you have a dream, you need to keep chasing that dream and do whatever you can to try and get there.
Welcome to our next episode of Golden Talk, which is discussing the values of Golden Thread Alliance this time round. And today we've got Michelle and Tonianne with us. And I'm going to ask you in a minute to introduce yourselves, but we're going to talk about ambition. So let's begin then by just asking you to briefly introduce yourself with your name, your role, how long you've worked within a Golden Thread school.
So my name is Michelle Saldametta. I'm the Senior School Improvement Lead for the Trust, and this is my fifth year, I think.
It seems longer, Michelle.
Yeah, it does.
And before you were Senior School Improvement Lead, you were a head teacher,
I was a head teacher.
And I'm Tonianne Braniff. I'm the acting head teacher at Fleetdown Primary Academy, and this is my sixth year within the trust.
And I remember first walking into your school all of those years ago, and who knew that you'd be sitting doing a podcast with me now as the acting head, who just this week has been through the Ofsted process. So well done for getting through it, and thank you for joining us today. So this series is just really talking about our values as a trust. And we know you have your own school values, but as a trust, we have a set of values, and they're really important to me as the leader of the organisation. But I know that actually, as a trust, we're pretty much values led. Why is that a special thing for us, do you think?
I think it puts people at the middle of things, doesn't it? So having worked for other trusts, and I know you've probably worked for other trusts too, I know that not every CEO knows most people's names, and not every head knows people as individuals in their schools, and I think they do in ours. That's important, and that's because we have a set of values that we all align with.
And it's the fact that we don't just talk about them, but we live them, so it's interwoven into everything that we do in terms of how we support our staff, how we empower the children. Just, it's almost the fabric of how we work together, yeah, as a trust.
I think what's really nice for me recording this series is we're not all sitting in one room agreeing our answers before. And what we think of as a values-led trust is pretty much the same for every person I'm talking to. And they give very similar answers. But what do you do within your organisation, whether it's a school or as the wider trust, in terms of values, you know, what do you see, what do you do, and what actually does it mean to be values-centred?
So I think because the values were agreed and decided upon together, we have that kind of shared alignment and shared vision across the schools, whether that be that the school improvement team are coming to work with a school or the heads are working with their teams. It just creates that kind of shared focus around all of the different values, not just the one that we're talking about today, but whether that be kindness and how we work with the children or how we work with each other and how we interact between the different teams, whether that be the ambition that we have for the children, it supports the way that we work together.
So you're right. And that the way that translates into school is it kind of sets an expectation for everybody to follow those values. And when you're having conversations with staff or with children or even with parents and the wider community, is the expectation that those values are upheld all the time. And kindness and ambition are really good examples of that, particularly when you're managing behaviour for children and setting your expectations of the classroom, the rules and routines. And I think that's how we translate values into school. We teach them, we learn them, we live by them, and we expect everybody to do that, not just children and staff.
That's brilliant to hear. What does ambition then, the value we're talking about today, what does the value of ambition mean to you personally within your golden thread role?
So for me, it's around the kind of standards and expectations that we have. So, you know, we obviously, as all schools do, we want to have a really high quality curriculum and provide the, you know, very best education to the curriculum that we are working with. You know, we want the curriculum to be well sequenced, broad and balanced, but also I think having that ambition for all. So, you know, it's not just that we want to have that great curriculum, but the fact that it needs to be accessible to all children. It needs to meet the needs of our most vulnerable pupils, whether that's our SEM pupils, whether that's our pupil premium children. So through sort of the work that we do with the schools, it's about driving that forward and making sure that that is the case, that, you know, we have that ambition for all children within our trust.
I think it's really interesting that you're focused in on children, because for me, ambition is in my role as acting head. And as I'm learning to be a head teacher, ambition isn't just about that for the children. And absolutely, we have to have that relentless focus on what are we giving our children? Are we making sure that every single child can do everything that they want to do? But also for me, I'm learning that that's about staff too, and making sure that they have everything they need to be successful now, but also to move forward. An ambition for the community, for a community that so desperately wants the absolute best for their children. How are we fostering that, and how are we harnessing that and ensuring that you come from the Fleet Estate? That means isn't a sentence that we hear in our community. It's a big thing as a head teacher, ambition and holding that for all.
I'm going to embarrass you for a little while. So you are an acting head teacher in a large primary school in Kent. That has to have come from somewhere. And you've talked to me about your own ambition and your, you know, family growing up, etc. How does that fit into the story?
I think that we all bring with us our childhood experiences. My childhood was great. It was brilliant. But I was a pupil premium child, and very fortunate pupil premium child in that my parents wanted me not to be a pupil premium child, and they wanted me not to have to work in the same way as they did. And so I was surrounded by role models of people that inspired me to be ambitious for my life. And that translates into what I try my very best to do with our children at Fleet Down. Let them see everything. Let them see what's out there. You want to go and take photographs in the Sahara? Yeah, let's look at some people that take photographs in the Sahara. You can do that. How are you going to get there? And I think that does come back to my personal history, because I don't care who that child is, whether they come from a deprived background or they've got SEN or whatever.
Yeah, there's something, isn't there, about being a parent. So you two are both mums and I'm a dad, and I reflect on my own mum and dad's ambition for me, and I don't think we will ever serve our kids well until we have an understanding of the ambition that every single one of our parents will have for their children in whatever way that will be. And there's something really powerful about that. So my ambition for my daughter, for example, is one step further than the ambition my parents had for me, which is one step further for the ambition that my grandparents had for my parents. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
But equally, we need to have that ambition and set that high ambition for the children where perhaps their parents, for whatever reason, don't have that ambition for them.
Or can't necessarily picture that ambition.
Yeah. Or provide for it.
Yes. And I think that is part of our pupil premium strategy in terms of ensuring that we provide those experiences. Can you think of a member of your team that has great ambition?
I think that's my entire team all of the time. Whether that's through, you know, the wonderful Vicky driving forward the Reading by Five strategy, that's, you know, a huge ambition of us for us as a trust. You know, if we can have every child leaving reception reading, oh my goodness, don't we open up the rest of the curriculum for them? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a huge step towards overcoming disadvantage. So, you know, just watching her drive that forward in our schools every day, that's a real clear example of ambition. Or, you know, you've got the way that we look at data and analyse data and the fact that we're identifying children where things perhaps aren't as, you know, good as they could be. And we have that ambition and drive to then, you know, overcome that and move that forward for those children. So I think, you know, in all of our roles, every single day, we have ambition for the children in our schools. And I can see that in everything that we do.
Tanya?
I've come at it from the other angle again. I've come at it for staff from themselves. How funny to take two different perspectives on it in that way. I have a member of staff who is so desperate to lead, and they're trying on their journey to get every little strand of knowledge and information and experience and skill that they can to allow them to be in a leadership position and to serve that well. It's a process. It's always a process. But I see that in a few of our staff, and it starts early. It's not teachers that have been teaching for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. It's ECTs coming in going, I want to be a Senko. What do I need to do?
Early career teachers are either absolutely terrified and don't know where to begin, or from day one have a very clear vision of where they're going to be in 5 years' time. And even, you know, deputy heads regularly say to me, oh, I'm going to have your job one day. And that is great ambition. I'm not leaving quite yet, but it will be one of them that will be taking over, I'm sure. But I reflect on the fact that ambition within our organisation is one of those values that we don't speak about necessarily as much as some of the others, like respect or responsibility or equality. But actually, there's a real sense of purpose around the value of ambition on a personal level and a collective level. So I think we employ and we promote ambitious people. And you might not think you're ambitious sitting here, but if you weren't ambitious, you wouldn't necessarily have the role that you're doing right now. But I think most importantly is the collective ambition we have for not just the average or brighter child, but every child within our school. How can we promote ambition then more than we do already?
For me, this comes down, for the children, this comes down to understanding what's out there, because you don't know what you don't know, and you can't aim or aspire to something that you don't know exists. So a big part of this for me is exposure, in that we need children to have a full and deep understanding of kind of the types of careers that they might be able to achieve when they're older. And also exposing them to technology, because we know that, I mean, look at the rise of AI. Where was that 5 years ago? Preparing them to work in a world where technology is prevalent, giving them tools and understanding to allow them to be ambitious and to aim for something.
Michelle?
Yeah, I think my thoughts initially went down the route of our disadvantage strategy and making sure that we are providing children with obviously the very best education and curriculum, but also the opportunities to kind of close that gap. But then I guess listening to you, Tony, and your reflections around staff, thinking also about the training offer in the Trust, and that this year the addition of the deputy training programme has been really positive.
Really good.
But actually thinking wider than that in terms of pathways for our staff, right? We do, obviously, we have a really strong ECT package, but how does that move through to subject leaders, to assistant head teachers, to deputies, into headship and beyond, so that we can, you know, provide that ambition for staff as well?
That is a really interesting perspective, particularly around the difference between staff ambition, pupil ambition, our collective ambition. Just as we finish, I want to know what your ambition is. What are you working towards next? And what does that mean for you as an individual or the organisation?
The ambition before this week was to
get through Ofsted.
So you need to think of a new one.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I need some time to reflect on my experiences as an acting head, as a working mum for the very first time, a very short time, and my experiences from Ofsted before I start looking any further. For right now, I just want to do a good job for my kids at school, my one at home, my family and my staff. Just do it well.
And I've got an ambition for you, which is for you to continue to do the great job you're doing in whatever role that brings you to next. And that isn't necessarily a selfish ambition on my part, just to keep you in the organisation. But I think the last week has absolutely shown the skill, the expertise, the knowledge and the potential you have to be a brilliant head teacher. So
thank you very much.
And Michelle?
For me, I think being quite new to my role, I just want to continue to develop within it, really, and keep developing the systems that we have within our team to make sure that we are providing, you know, the very best support to our schools. And even the conversation that we've just had in the meeting earlier is about how do we continuously tweak and develop what we do in response to things happening within our schools so that we can continue to develop that. And I don't think I'll probably ever finish that job just because, you know, I think there's always ways that we can improve and you know, be better.
It's been lovely speaking to you both today. Thank you for taking the time and have a great weekend once it arrives.